This is Hannah.
Annalisa.
And you're listening to Learning the Magic Podcast.
Jolly Holiday needs to come back with that brownie. Oh, the minecart brownie.
That's it hasn't come back.
I dream of that. Like,
me too.
That was your guys' favorite.
Like, one time I got five to go.
Yes. I was like, you guys were buying copious amounts and keep them on your freezer. Like, weirdos.
We were so weird. I was like, all right, I'm here. Do you want some? I'm going to get them as I'm going out. And then I didn't. And I like walked around with them at the bottom of the stroller.
Yeah. And then you drove it to my house.
I did. I was like, here you go. Special delivery.
Gosh, I'll never forget that night. I put it in the freezer for like an hour and then I ate it.
Oh, God.
I remember you were so excited.
I was so excited.
The little cream on top was like
crunchy with the little sprinkles.
Yeah, but like it was not icing, like cake icing. I don't even know what it was, but it was.
It was a ganache.
I don't know. It was amazing. And the little wheels were little chocolate.
Oh, yes, little chocolate buttons. Gosh, I need it back. They need to bring it back.
This is how we're going to start the episode. You guys just talking about the mine. The mine car brownie.
Totally down.
And totally the down. Sugar sprinkles. Like, oh my goodness.
That looks like the gems.
Yes. Yeah. Oh my gosh. Is that from Snow White? What is it from?
Yep.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah. It was,
Holly.
I kind of had like Knott's Berry Farm vibes. I was really confused at first. And I'm like, what is
Well, I remember being super confused because I was like, we don't even have that right here.
It was for
they brought back the electric parade, because remember in the electric parade, the little mine carts that went by with the dwarves?
Yes. It was for that.
I don't remember that.
I remember that. But also, we don't need the brownie enough to bring back the electrical parade to have it.
Oh, yeah. Hannah hates electrical parade.
Hey, Holly, you fit in so well here. You already know.
That's just like the top three facts about Hannah. That's like number one.
See?
Yeah.
You guys, told you Holly's gonna fit in just great.
Yes. So,
well, I think I should just kick Elisa out because Hannah and my name, they just go together really well. Look at all those H's, they do. You know?
Yeah,
that's true. It's so funny because last week we read your review and now you're on the podcast episode and then you're like, wait, what's the mine train even from? And I'm like, oh my gosh, we just said this girl's the expert. And she's like,
I know. I'm like, you guys, Holly is such a wealth of knowledge. Her and her husband have so much like Disney insider info.
We do need Disney Dave on. Shout out David. He really needs to come on here, but he doesn't want to admit that he is probably like one of the biggest Disney dads, but
yeah, he has so much knowledge though. We need him to come on the show one time.
I know.
It has to happen. Well, Hannah, do you want to introduce our guest?
Well, Holly's on the podcast today, everyone.
Oh yeah, we're doing this. I thought we were just catching up.
See, that's the vibe. That's the vibe.
This is usually how it goes. I'm like, hey, that was really funny. We're gonna just start the episode this way.
Yeah. You're not talking about Knott's Berry Farm again.
No. But the great Holly is on the podcast because Elisa and Holly actually are teachers together and they got to do a really fun field trip to Disneyland. So they're going to talk about that today on the podcast. But we wanted Holly to come on and just talk news with us and chit chat and just finally get on Learning the Magic. I can't believe it took so long to get you on here.
I know that teacher life, you know.
Yeah. We be knowing.
Yeah, I don't know that life.
Yeah, that's good.
I know a different life.
Yeah, I was going to say, yours is probably busier, but yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, so we...
I just took all of Elisa's Mondays for a podcast for the rest of forever.
Yeah, that's fine.
Here I am.
So Holly, you got to tell us, what is your favorite ride at Disneyland? And what is the one thing you have to eat when you're in the parks every time you go? Whether it's a snack, a treat, a meal...
Okay, I'm actually really embarrassed to say because, well, you heard me talking about the minecart brownie, But my other favorite snack is the toffee pretzel, the cream cheese. Oh my gosh, the toffee one. Well, I didn't realize that the regular cream cheese pretzel was sweet. In my mind, I thought it was like, I don't know, savory? I don't know. So my like mind was kind of blown this last weekend because I just get like a Mickey pretzel. So
welcome to the world of cream cheese pretzels.
Yeah, like I thought the like sweet one was just like a limited edition run that I had to like wait until the fall for, but
no.
So that kind of was a little game changer.
You're welcome.
But on That's my new health kick, I have to get kebabs from Binnacle Barbecue now. That's like my new, just being healthy, you know.
Yeah. I really love that.
We went to town on kebabs.
Mm-hmm. We did. We walked and ate.
I love Binnacle Barbecue because it's the only place where I actually feel like I'm eating a healthy meal. Like I get the vegetable skewer and a meat skewer and it's perfect.
And it's delicious. Yeah. It is delicious.
So good.
Yeah.
So good. Okay. Favorite ride?
In Disneyland or California Adventure?
The whole Disneyland resort.
Oh, it has to be Guardians.
Yes.
Yes, it's just every time feels like the first time.
It does.
That's such a good way to describe it.
It does, and it just makes me so happy. Like the music, the whole vibes, like everything about it. Just
I love it.
Right? Yep.
It is a good one.
Yeah,
and I think it's something to do with like the. You never know which song you're going to get. So you're so excited every single time. Yes. Like, oh, what's going to happen next?
Yeah.
Like, what's it going to be?
And it's like you forget how it like feels. You know what I mean? So you're like, like every time.
Yes.
So, that's my favorite.
That's our favorite too. Mm-hmm. Love that one.
So good.
Okay. Well, before we talk about your field trip weekend at Disneyland, we just have I only have three things to talk about for news, because besides Pixar Fest there's really not a lot going on, except for we're going to talk about some banning of magic key holders.
I'm excited.
Okay.
So the biggest thing right now is Pixar Fest that starts on Friday, which is April 26th, and this is a really long celebration, not like an anniversary celebration, but just as a normal one. It goes until August. And I think it was last week, Elisa, I asked you if they had any like Star Wars, like Season of the Force decorations. And you said, I didn't think so. And now I know why, because it at both parks, DCA and Disneyland, are just decked out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Hmm.
Yes.
Yeah.
So both of them, because usually it's like, one is decorated, and then so I feel like this is the first festival where it's like crossed
both sides.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then the new display at the end of Main Street, like where you see Blinky or where the Mickey statue is for 100th. Have you guys seen it in person yet?
Yeah, we saw it there.
It looks huge, and does it look as gorgeous as the pictures make it look?
So when we were there, they didn't have the flowers planted underneath.
It was just dirt.
Yeah. But they have, so Holly, they literally planted the plants and flowers on Sunday, the day after we went.
We missed it. But yeah, it was just dirt. So I kind of walked by and was like, But
yeah.
It'll be cute.
It's cute.
It's more, like it stands out more than the 100th statues. Those were kind of amazing to me.
My five-year-old was taller than the 100th statue. I was like,
Mickey
what
was acting
this?
Like a life-size mouse, like a little mouse.
Yeah. Like a little
rodent.
Yeah, there you go. Like,
But the one in the, we walked by the one in the Esplanade. Do you remember seeing that, Holly?
There's one in the Esplanade too?
Well, and
wasn't there? Yeah, it was huge.
Where the trees and stuff are, there's like some, it's really cute in downtown too.
So like where the 100th medallions and all that stuff was, they've replaced it with Pixar Fest stuff?
I think so.
Yeah, but there was also something in the middle of the Esplanade, right, Holly?
Yes.
Oh, wow. I wonder if that's
we different. Were also monitoring 23 children, so we were on a mission.
That's true. Valid. Yep. Valid point. I haven't seen anything about the Esplanade, though, so I wonder.
Yeah. Hold on. Let me look it up. They had something, and it was, like, covered with, like a scaffold. Like, am I misremembering?
I don't know. I remember, like, in Downtown Disney, there were...
Is it something over there?
Yeah, they have, you know, where they usually put, like, the Halloween and, like, the Christmas trees and things.
Oh, wait, no, I found it. Yes, it's right here. Well, you guys can't see it. Like,
send it to me?
Okay, here, I'm going to send it in our group chat.
Oh, do they have the Pixar Fest signs over the top and everything?
It's, I don't know, because it was covered by, like,
a... Yes, we did see that.
Uh-huh. That was in the middle of the Esplanade, right?
Yes.
Okay, that's cool. So they're going to have something right on top of, like, the Mickey compass and the Esplanade.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is real life.
Maybe the ball. I bet
you need to put this picture on your Instagram page, Hannah, so people don't think we're crazy.
They already know we are. It's already. So
if you zoom in, it looks like it's going to be the Pixar ball.
Mm-hmm. And then they also have big signs over the top of the entrances of DCA and Disneyland, like how they do, like, the pumpkins for the Halloween.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't see that.
Yeah, I started seeing those pictures today.
Okay.
Here, I'm going to send you this one.
Yeah, I want to
see it.
Yes, please. I was trying to talk Holly into ditching work on Friday so we can go to opening day. Oh, that's cute.
That is really cute. I did not
see that. Did we see that?
No, that was not there. That is really cute, though.
That is adorable.
Can I just say Pixar Fest is essentially just a celebration of Toy Story? That's how it feels.
Well,
and Monsters, Inc.
Yeah, oh, that's like
some Incredibles in there.
Yeah, but it's mostly...
Well, I mean, Toy Story is...
What started it.
Yeah, wow. Like, Toy Story is pretty epic.
It's the backbone of the whole Pixar franchise.
Oh, yeah. Truthfully, it so is. Okay, so that's all of the decoration talk for Pixar Fest.
It's pretty simple.
And then, okay, so they have the fireworks show, which is called Together Forever at Pixar, a Pixar Nighttime Spectacular at Disneyland.
And that's Hannah Hood.
Yes.
They and Holly. When, like, okay, Holly, remember how we were joking around, like, oh, we should just stay for fireworks.
Yes.
On Saturday, that was the night where they did them, this fireworks show.
Okay, so so my boss at Concierge, she actually got invited to, like, the early, like, opening, like, media preview for it. Ooh. And I sent her, and I was like, they're already showing the fireworks. And she was like, weird.
Yeah, the 24th. So on the 24th, they're going to do a whole run through of, like, everything, which is what, Wednesday?
Wednesday.
Yes. Wednesday. But when this Saturday, airs. Saturday, when Holly and I were there, literally, we missed it by like an hour and a half.
Yeah, I heard that too, because I have a friend. Well, we have a friend, Erica, the feminist princess on Instagram. She was talking about how, like, they were staying on property this weekend. She's like, I literally could hear it, and I didn't think that they would be doing that, or we would have been in the parks.
Yeah.
I was like, that's such a bummer.
I know. People were upset, though, that people were recording it and putting it up on Instagram. I don't know. People were upset about, like, spoilers, but... I want to watch it. I want to go watch a spoiler video, I think.
Just a little. Just a little.
I'm not. Yeah. I'm going to be there for Pixar Fest, so I'm just going to... I'm going to wait.
You're going to avoid it for 2 months?
Hey, I avoided Rogers for 3 months.
Wow, that's impressive.
Yeah.
And then when you go to Pixar Fest, I'm going to drag you over to Disneyland and get you a little Rancho del Zoco.
Yeah. Yep, and we're going to shove the food in her face. You're going to enjoy every second of it.
Oh, my gosh. What were we even talking about? Oh,
the fireworks.
Yes, yeah, so it's, I believe it was a 20-minute show.
Oh, wow. Oh.
There's always something I don't write down that I feel like I needed to write down. Pretty normal for fireworks. And then the parade is a Better Together, a Pixar Pals celebration at DCA.
Yeah.
And this is going to be at 4 p.m. and 6:30 p.m. There's going to be more than 24 characters. And something to note for this with the times is Magic Happens will still be happening at Disneyland at 3 p.m.
Oh.
So they're fully outfitting two different parades.
That's so cool.
Got it.
During this
so
time.
No matter which park you're in, you can get like a really good... I don't know if anything can beat Magic Happens Parade or Wondrous Journeys fireworks show. So this is going to be, they're going to have to pull out all the stops to impress little old me.
Yeah. It was like the the entertainment of 2023 at Disneyland was peak performance.
Yeah.
And I just, they've got to work real hard, real hard.
I wonder if the fireworks show for Pixar is going to take place of Wondrous Journeys, or are they still going to do both?
No, Wondrous Journeys is already done. They're doing Mickey's...
Mix and Magic.
Mix and Magic, yeah.
Oh, that's right.
That's always like the in-between, the placeholder.
Yeah.
So they stopped doing Wondrous Journeys about a week or two ago. But it only ran for two and a half weeks, I think it was.
Not long at all.
It was a really short time that they allowed Wondrous Journeys to come back.
That's why they didn't bring back Baymax or the Blue Fairy.
Yes,
they were correct. Like, not worth it. It's only here for 2 weeks. We're not going to go backstage and go find him.
Correct.
Not doing
accurate. That. And then don't forget for the parade at Pixar Fest, there's the dining package. That's $69 per person. So you can get that parade.
I was just looking at the food for that.
Probably would want to do it. Holly's always down for a good.
Always down for a good little dinner and show.
Next, we have Club Pixar, which is essentially a Disney rave, is what I was trying to say.
Oh, count me in.
Yeah, so it's only going to be from 4:30 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. Okay. Over in the Hollywoodland back lot, it's going to have cornhole, giant tic-tac-toe, photo opportunities, and Pixar shorts are going to be up there. And it's real interesting.
It'll be interesting, yeah.
Over at Disneyland at the Fantasyland, oh my gosh, why can I not talk? At the Fantasyland Theater, they're going to have the Pixar Pals Playtime Party with character greetings and Pixar shorts and photo opportunities.
So it's literally the same thing, but yeah, at a different park?
Kind of. I think the Pixar Pals at Fantasyland Theater is more like younger kid-centric, even though I think Club Pixar is too. But the Pixar Pals playtime over at Disneyland is from 11:30 a.m. to 5:30 p.m., where Club Pixar at DCA is 4:30 p.m. to 8:30 p.m.
When they say club, that's going to give all of us millennials like night vibes. Like, like we're here to dance.
We're here on our blazers and our chunky necklaces.
Yes, we're here. So if it's not that,
I think Hannah might be too young to understand.
You guys are just a little bit older than me.
Just a little.
Just like a decade or so. Not a big deal.
No. You're giving yourself too much credit.
No. Like, thank you.
Thanks. Yes, we appreciate it.
I don't know if that was... I was just thinking. I was like, wait, was that a compliment? I don't know.
Yeah.
It
was. We'll take
you guys
it
are youthful. You two are beautiful, youthful ladies.
Why, thank you.
But that just happened to be much older than me.
Much, much older. One too many muches over there.
We're all in our 30s, okay?
Yes.
We're all doing fine.
But it doesn't matter. 30 and late 30s are very different.
We are holding on to the last of our years. So bad.
Sweet Hannah.
Okay, so the only thing left for the Pixar Fest is the foodie guide.
All right, you guys ready? Go get your forks.
Yes.
Go get your, I don't know, some Tums. Because this looks awful. Okay, you guys know how excited I get about all the fun food festivals, all the fun meals, treats. Okay, I'm just going to read everything to you guys, and I'm going to make it quick because I have so much to say and it's not very, very nice. Okay, over at Disneyland Park, we have at Alien Pizza Planet, this all will be available, like Hannah said, from April 26th through August 4th. Cosmic Chili Pasta, inspired by Toy Story.
that doesn't look too bad. It's literally just like spicy pasta, though, like pinwheels. And then we have a cheeseburger pizza inspired by Toy Story.
That looks disgusting.
Yeah, nothing looks cute. The alien macaroon with a lot of O's.
That's cute.
Looks so cute. And have they or have they not had this before?
We've had this before.
I was going to say, it looks familiar.
It doesn't say it's new.
Yeah. So, and then they have a green drink inspired by Toy Story. So over at Alien Pizza Planet, you can get all the Toy Story themed items. And then over at Cafe Orleans, you have an Earth Pass cake inspired by Soul. It looks cute. I don't know. It's a lemon cream cheese mousse with mango passion fruit. And yeah, so that's new. Over at Carnation Cafe, I can't even read this without gagging. Fried bologna sandwich inspired by Up. You guys, the bologna.
Gross.
Holly, I don't know if you're looking at the picture. The bologna on here is like 2 inches thick.
Ew.
Why? Why? With Monterey Jack mustard and mayo served on white bread. I can't, you guys. Like, no. Nope. Skip. If you do get it and it's amazing, please let me know. I will not try it, but I'll take your word for it.
But I'll take your word for it.
To wash down all that bologna, let's head on over to the Gibson Girl Ice Cream Parlor and get an eye, like your eyeball ice cream cone inspired by Monsters, Inc.
Which looks not good.
No, it's a pistachio ice cream dipped in green chocolate garnished gross with candy eye and horns.
I'll try it.
So it looks you like will Mike try Wazowski.
I'll try Holly it. Holly will try that one.
Yes. And then over at Jolly Holiday, we have okay, hold on.
Silencio Bruno.
Silencio Bruno sandwich inspired by Luca, chopped ham, salami, pepperoni, provolone, lettuce, tomato, pickle, onion, pepperoncinis with Italian dressing. I'm going to pass on that too, but I think it doesn't have a picture, so there's hope. There is hope for that one. And then a Sea Monster Friends Parfait inspired by Luca. You can get all that over at Jolly Holiday. Okay, Plaza Inn has the Pixar ball cake. Literally, think of the Pixar ball in a cake form. There you go. It looks dry, but maybe
to try.
So over at Rancho del Zocalo, I will say that cocoa inspired cupcake with the
bridge.
With the bridge. Oh, I die. I have to get that. There is that cupcake over at Rancho del Zocalo. They also have a horcha. I know, but it doesn't look like a horacha.
It doesn't. It's H-U-A-R-A-C-H-E.
Gosh, I think that's horacha.
Horache?
I think it's horacha. Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know, but it's like food. It's not a drink.
No, that's horchata.
I know. This is horache.
Totally different.
This is a horache. Anyway.
Oh my
god. Go try that. Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Okay, Holly, I love having you here. Okay, over at Red Rose Tavern, they have a Fergus Fizz inspired by Brave. It's a drink. It looks super cute.
It sounds tasty.
There's granola on top of a drink. I'm going to pass.
Yeah, oh,
that is an interesting choice.
Cranberry raspberry mix, like ugh.
Yeah. No, it's a no for me. Over at Stage Door Cafe, there's a snake on my funnel cake inspired by Toy Story. That looks super cute. Hannah, they have something for you at the Tropical Hideaway. Hannah loves Tropical Hideaway. She loves a good Dole Whip. It is a pineapple coconut float inspired by lava.
I love you.
Yes, it's super cute. It's a blue Dole Whip, but it's like a drink. It actually looks super cute. I need to try it. Over at Troubadour Tavern, they're going to have more Toy Story Coco-inspired items. Everything over there will be brand new. Something that caught my eye is that baked potato. Is that the baked potato right there?
Un Papa Loco?
Yeah.
Loca. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, chicken al pastor, cheese, avocado salsa. Like, I want to go try that. Okay, you guys already know I'm here for a good cold brew. So this is still over at Troubadour Tavern, which they haven't had a cold brew, I don't think, over there. So it's called Mixed Emotions.
No. That's a pop one.
Adventure is out there. Sorry. Adventure is out there. Cold brew inspired by Up. That's it's adorable. A dark chocolate cold brew with butterscotch topper, wafer cookie, and confetti quins.
Queenie.
Is that like confetti? Like, I don't understand.
I think it's the little, we'll tell you when we get them. I think it's the sprinkles that are circle and flat.
Yeah. Yes.
Not the non-perilous ones.
Oh, but they're If you look, if you zoom in, you can see them. Yeah, it's like the circle.
Yeah.
Yes.
I didn't know that they were called queens.
And then there is a churro that's going to be at the Buzz Lightyear churro stand. It is called just the churros near Buzz Lightyear. It's a blackberry churro inspired by Toy Story. Everything's just inspired by Toy Story, like Hannah said.
Yeah, I'm telling you. That's it.
Yeah, I don't know if I am going to run out to get this churro. It literally just is covered in blackberry sugar. So
I mean, I just had the strawberry guava and that kind of changed my life. So,
oh, yeah, you're welcome.
The guava. Thank you.
Yes, you're welcome.
Just didn't sound appealing. Guava, like churro. No, I'm good. And then I was like, oh, I'm not good.
Hannah, have you had the guava dip?
That's with, a big no for me, dog. Nope.
Dang it, Hannah. Branch out. Okay, let's hop on over to DCA really, really fast over at the Boardwalk Pizza and Pasta. There is a birria pizza inspired by Coco. I actually need to try that because anything with birria on it, I'm there. Count me in. There looks like to be a new churro over at Cozy Cone. It's a junkyard jamboree churro inspired by Cars. It like is covered in those sugar candies. There is a super cute Cars inspired Guido cone inspired cheese tortellini. And then over at Clarabelle's hand scooped ice cream, there is a super cute Adventures Out There sundae inspired by Up. And you guys, it has little like sugar balloons.
That's super cute.
Yeah,
like I can't, that's so cute.
Super cute.
At Flo's, my kid's favorite place to go over at DCA, they are going to have a Dynaco blue cheeseburger, which I need to get. I love blue cheeseburgers. Like, it's like my favorite thing.
A mushroom patty, though?
Yeah.
It is beef and mushroom patty.
It's, but there is the beef in there, right?
I don't.
Zoom in, I don't see the mushroom, but
is it like
one time I accidentally got a giant burger and it had a mushroom like the size of
like a portobello mushroom.
Yes, and that's what I'm envisioning with this says mushroom patty.
Yeah,
I think it's with mushroom.
We're gonna let you try that.
I'll try it.
Okay,
I'll 100% try this. But
okay,
my husband cannot because he's apparently allergic to blue cheese. So I'll take one for the team.
Okay, you take one for the team.
At the Hollywood Lounge, the new item over there is Ramon nachos inspired by Cars.
So that sounds
amazing.
Yeah, with grilled chicken, queso blanco, refried beans. Yes. Like that sounds really good. Ooh, I wonder if that. No, that's not at the cart, right? That's just at Hollywood Lounge.
Yeah, the lounge is what's to the right of Monsters, Inc.
Okay, so that is not the truck. Because I'm like, the truck has to have something cool. Okay,
yeah, the truck is where you get that good burrito.
I know, the Asian beef burrito. Yeah. Rest in peace. We'll see you in January.
I hope
you better have something good. You better have something good this food fest. Okay, over at Jack Cookie Num Nums. It's like the funniest cart name. There is the coolest looking cookie. It's a Jack shortbread cookie dipped in chocolate with Jack chocolate pieces on it. And then Lamplight Lounge, Boardwalk Dining will have some items as well. Some fun, like actual like sit down meals. Magic Key Terrace, they have a seafood pasta inspired by Luca.
That looks so good. I know you can't, Alyssa, but that looks dope.
I know. It literally has everything that I can't.
Yeah, grilled prawns, clams, chorizo, white wine, tomato sauce. I don't know how to say that word, a type of pasta.
Papparadelli.
I don't know how to say it. Mustard frills and charred lemon half. It looks, my mouth is watering. It looks
delicious. Good. You looks keep so that good. And tell me. Over.
I can't anymore because I don't have a magic key.
I'll take you in. I'll take you. We'll take you.
Wah, wah, wah.
Over at the Paradise Garden Grill, the Mexican food over there. Are you guys looking at the burrito that's like half red?
Yes, that's like so smart because when you can't choose which sauce you want.
I know. That's new. So that's inspired by Coco. Everything over there is going to be inspired by Coco. Go check it out. And then at Schmoozy's, which Holly has a cool little piece of info about Schmoozy's. There's some Monsters, Inc. inspired items. And then over at Smoke Jumper Grill, there is a like some beverages, blue raspberry lemonade. You can have it alcoholic or non-alcoholic. Yeah. And then there's a bunch of new churros, Monsters, Inc. inspired. They just look covered in, like, random sugary.
Yeah, it's just sugars, different sugar. Different
it's just literally sugars. Just sugar. Mr. Potato Head.
That sounds cool, incredible.
Though. Yeah, it's like a it's a churro with chips on top. So we're going to try, we're going to give that a try. So. There's gonna be Pixar Fest marketplaces, but that isn't arriving until May 10th, so we'll come back on and we'll talk about that at a different time. But
yeah, I don't really understand. I didn't realize that they were doing marketplaces. Is that gonna be like is it just gonna be like the Sip and Savor? Not Sip and Savor, but like the festival booths?
Yes. I don't know. So that'll be running from May 10th until August 4th. And we can go over that because there's a ton for that. And it actually looks better than like the other foods
that'll be
there on the reg. But Holly discovered something really cool about Schmoozy's and her family. Do you want to tell them that story?
Tell us.
So sadly, I have lost both my parents and we were going through my parents' shed just like in this last month, and we found my dad was a sheet metal mechanic, and he designed and built kitchen equipment like out of metal, so like all the stainless steel kitchen equipment. And we found the plans for Schmoozy's. My dad built the kitchen equipment there. And like my brother was like, hey, this is Disneyland, and was gonna like throw it out. And I was like, give me that. So I'll have to like take a picture and post it. It's really cool. So
Is it like on actual blueprint? Like how does it look? You should frame it.
I have it in my garage, but it's like the blueprint, but it's not blue, but it's just like a big paper, but it has like the Disneyland logo and stuff. And then the drawing of, and the measurements of all the kitchen equipment.
Oh, that's so cool.
Yeah. It was pretty cool. Little fun fact where I knew like he did like kitchen equipment all over and like Orange County, but I had no clue that how long has Schmoozy's been there? How long ago was this?
Yeah.
I need to look that up. So that was pretty fun. But yeah, I'll send cool you girls a picture and you can check it out and post it.
That's awesome. Well, I'm Googling it right now.
Okay.
When Schmoozy's opened, but I think no one goes not like pays much attention to Schmoozy's.
I love Schmoozy's. They have the best like little desserty drinks
when you want to feel healthy.
Yeah, don't go to Schmoozy's if you're trying to be on a health kick.
And also make sure you say you're there 10 minutes before you get over there too.
Yes.
It takes forever for them to make it. Dang it, I can't find it.
We'll have to look into, I'll have to see if there's dates on it.
Yeah, I wonder if there's little dates. Mm-hmm.
Oh, do you guys have the Fandom app? I think they have it in the Fandom app. It opened February 8th of 2001 DCA opened.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I was going to say, I thought that was original to the DCA.
Wow, I was a child, so.
We were in high school. We were not children, Holly.
I was a child.
You weren't even born yet.
You were in like the baby Toontown.
Yeah.
Like, changing your diapers in the child care center.
Yeah.
sounds about right.
Okay, cool. I didn't realize it was.
Yeah.
Oh, gee. Yeah. Okay.
That is so cool, Holly. I love that.
I know. But yeah, I'll send you guys a picture of that. Pretty cool.
Yes. It's
super magical. I love that.
Yeah.
Now, when we walk by, we can think of your dad.
Yeah.
Like, that's so cool. Like, a little connection. Yeah.
So if you peek in there and see all, like, the sheet metal, the stainless steel, my dad made that.
Yes, he did. Love that.
But we just have two more pieces of news, and then we're already almost an hour into this. Oh my gosh. Okay. Really quick. So Disney Magic Key Review Board and I can't say this word, revocation team are starting to ban special event ticket resellers.
Oh.
So there was a Magic Key holder and they like blasted this guy. I'm not going to say his name, but they blasted this guy's name all over the place.
Really?
He couldn't make it to Sweethearts Night. He resold it on eBay for a higher cost than what the ticket already, like what you bought it from Disneyland for. It got reported and he got banned for 1 year.
Wow.
That's
from
it?
From Disney. Yes. So he didn't get like.
People were like selling when we were trying to go to Oogie Boogie. People were reselling them for double, triple.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I thought they were going to ban him for life.
I think this is like, hey, this is like a making him an example. Like,
okay.
we are actually going to be doing things. But another thing is it only happened because he got reported. If you're seeing people selling them on eBay and you're not reporting it, then they're never going to get caught. Like, Disney's trying, but it's a lot easier for them to catch people if other Disney people are catching them and reporting.
Ooh, I wonder if you get like a reward for turning these people in.
Like a reward.
Yeah. Like I'll snitch on everyone. Yeah.
Well, and what's frustrating is like it's just like super greedy. Like,
yeah.
Like if you, because it was, he wanted to go, turned out he couldn't. So because you can give your tickets to other people. Like, you need to call Disney and talk it through because they can change the names on the tickets.
Yes.
Like,
it's done doable. I've changed, like, a ticket's name.
Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's totally doable. That's not what's not allowed. What's not allowed is buying the tickets to resell.
And making a profit.
Exactly. Yeah. It's just, like, when exclusive merchandise come out. That's why there's a limit.
Buying out all the cute ears that are limited edition and then turn around and sell them for 4 times as much. Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So don't be selfish. Yeah. Don't do that. It's no good.
No.
There's nothing good that's going to come to you from that.
No, because I'm gonna be on everyone's pages, like trying to find you. Look, I traded another one.
Do you remember how much more they sold it for?
No, it didn't say.
Okay. I was gonna say, worth it to make $50 to get banned for a year?
Yeah,
right. Well,
yeah, and they didn't make it seem like it was a lot more. It was just like they originally when he put it on eBay, he put it as what he paid for it. But you know how eBay works, people bid, and so eventually it started climbing up.
was Sweethearts Night even sold out?
Yes, Sweethearts Night sold out.
Okay,
yeah. Wouldn't that be funny?
You know, you get that like, dopamine bidding,
yeah, seriously.
They're on the other side of the country. They're in Boston, they're like, I got the tickets,
yeah. Yes.
And so make sure you're not reselling anything for a profit for yourself. That's not the purpose. Buy the tickets if you want to do them. That's as much as I'll preach on here.
Mm-hmm.
And then the third thing is there is more news on the expansion in Downtown Disney. So Marceline's Confectionery has plans to get bigger. There's going to be a new steakhouse and a new barbecue concepts were released where Tortilla Joe's was. So I think it's going to be two separate restaurants. That wasn't super clear.
Okay.
I don't know if it's going to be a steakhouse plus barbecue restaurant or if it's a steakhouse restaurant and then a barbecue restaurant. I don't know.
Interesting.
And then Centrico in Tiendita is opening in May. So next month.
Is that the one in the center?
Yeah, it looks really cute.
It's already open.
Was it open? It looked open. Like, it looks
done. People were sitting in, the outside part was open.
Yeah, maybe, but, like, the little, like, up, is that the one that's, like, upstairs now?
Yes, I can't remember. That used to be where they did, like, the Santa breakfast and stuff in the holidays. Yeah. Why can I not think of that name anymore?
Because it's gone.
But the little bar is open because when we walked by, Holly, going back to the bus, people were, like, sitting in there drinking and eating.
Okay.
So, like, the outdoor one was open. Maybe, yeah. It looks so cute.
It's really pretty.
Okay. Well, that's it for news. So,
any news on Porto's opening?
No, they didn't say anything about that.
Gosh, I can't wait.
Yeah, that's going to be bomb. Oh, I can't wait for Porto's.
Yes. Put on your stretchy pants.
Yup.
Okay, so Holly and Elisa were chaperones. I don't know. Were you considered chaperones?
We were chaperones.
You were the chaperones for like 20-something 10-year-olds at Disneyland this weekend to go to the Imagination Campus. Is that what it's called?
Well,
it was the Imagineer Campus. School has a program that takes kids on exploration adventures, and one of them was going to the Imagination Campus, so of course we signed up to chaperone that, and yes, we got to take our, I think we had 24 students, they were fourth graders, we took them to Disneyland. Other grades went to California Adventure.
Yeah, two other grades went over there and essentially did the same type of thing, but each grade level had a different theme. So our theme was...
We did theme park design.
Yes.
And I believe the other grade levels did, one did immersive storytelling, and then the older grade did physics with, you know, the roller coasters and all that fun stuff.
That's disgusting. That sounds awful.
Sounds hard.
You said physics. Oh my gosh. My husband, Austin, is in a bunch of hard sciences classes right now, and he tries to talk to me about it. And I'm like, what are you doing to me right now?
No, thank you.
That sounds awful.
Yeah.
Math should not be a word problem. That's how I feel.
Well, I was kind of interested to see like how that ended up being with the fifth graders, because either it's going to be super cool or it's going to be super lame. Well, but
they got to go on the Incredicoaster. So at least they got to go on a ride. We did not get to go on a ride during our workshop. So
did you guys have cast members guiding you throughout
there
this?
There are Imagineers. We had actual Imagineers that they split us up into like smaller groups. Like, so we were split up into, I think, groups of like 12. And our first stop was on Main Street, and they gave each child a role of like family attractions, thrill attractions, dining, entertainment, and shopping. So each person was in charge of designing aspects of they essentially gave them like a big clipboard with a blueprint on it, and they told them to like come up with a theme and design their own theme park. And one of our groups, they had like a great idea. They did like mythical
Greek. It was called Greek Land.
Yeah. And so they really like went with their theme. And then our other groups did a theme park based on like food. So they started, you know, they're like, one said that everything was like, reminded me of like Willy Wonka, like everything was made out of food or whatever. They had them, but we literally were sitting on Main Street. Like,
We thought we were going to be in an actual,
like
part of Disneyland that we don't get to go in to do all this. And we weren't.
Yeah. We were sitting on the street. So we did that. Yeah.
That's so weird.
Our tour guide, though, she was really knowledgeable, and like she was really good, though.
Yeah, shout out to Mari.
Yeah, she was great.
Cast member compliment.
Yes,
she was so cool.
We need to do that. And then, oh gosh, what do they call it?
Backstage.
We went backstage, but I was a little underwhelmed because it was behind like City Hall, where
in the Emporium.
Yeah, where you walk when there's a parade or the fireworks and you're trying to leave. And I was like, I've been back here before.
Yeah.
So we were like, oh, like,
yeah, we were not impressed by no, that.
The kids maybe were like, we were like, this is cool. You didn't see where like they take their breaks and like it's literally like a regular break room at like any job. So that was kind of humbling.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But we did learn, because you would think it would be some like they'd make a magical place. Nope. But like to some people, Disney is just a job. Like it's just a job.
Yeah. No. And but we did get to see like them unpacking like all of the guide maps. For Disneyland. I was like, whoa, there's a ton of maps. Like, here they are. This is where they get them from, refill them out front, you know. And then a little bit farther down, which I don't think we walked by, we did see where, so it was cool because she was like, we're standing between Jungle Cruise. So when you're standing there, you're really like, when you're on Main Street by the Emporium, you are so close to Jungle Cruise.
Yeah, you're like a stone throw.
And yeah, mm-hmm. like it's right there. And so, and that's, they have like right back there, like right behind the Emporium, there's where they fix the broken Jungle Cruise's boats. They're right there. You know, and so she talked about like the eye, oh gosh, what's it called? Like the eye
the
line.
The eye line. Yeah, and the how, eye line or something.
Yeah, and how they are always, they're really, they don't just play music for the ambiance, but it's because they don't want you to hear, on Main Street, they don't want you to hear Jungle Cruise.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So, yeah, you're like, oh, like, it adds to the ambiance, but really, they're, like, when they were designing it, they're like, well, we don't want you to be standing here and hearing all the animals and... Just another thing when she was talking about how, you know, each land you makes you feel like you're far away. They asked the kids if they thought that Main Street looked like modern times. And this one kid goes, no, it's like really old. Like, I think it's like from the 1990s.
Oh, no.
We were dying. We were like, no.
I was like, yeah, it looked like right? this in the 1990s. You're right.
I was like, back in my day.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes. Back in our day.
So then the next little stop, we stopped like right outside, kind of by Jolly Holiday. And she told us about how when you're looking at a map, that people be like, oh, why don't they add rides right here or whatever? But you know, they add all the trees and things because it's all the back lot and
yeah,
all of that thing. And there's a whole road that goes around because if cast members need to get there or if there's an emergency, the fire department needs to get down, they can't get down Main Street really. Like, yeah. You know, there's a billion people. So then
yeah, she said that they saved 25% of the park for back lot or yeah.
25% of the budget.
Budget and space.
Goes to, yeah. So like when you're looking at like down at the bird's eye view on the map, it doesn't, or it looks like you could add like, well, why don't they put it right here? Like, no, you can't because there's roads.
And that's back lot. Yeah. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Okay.
So that there, you know, so it was neat. Like, so then we stopped and we had the kids, they had to add parts to their back lot. You know, they had to add all of that stuff. And then
it's like, yeah, accounting for everything, mm-hmm. like when you're designing and building, like you can't, yes. just plan for the fun things. You have to plan.
Yes,
for
exactly.
Mm-hmm. All the.
And this the is where. Yeah. Oh, but we forgot to say. OK, so this is where Holly and I literally came in and we were the best chaperones, because prior to meeting up for the Imagination Workshop, we entered the park at like 8:45.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So we had from essentially like 8:45 until 10:30 in the parks, like to do whatever we wanted. So she and I walked in and we're like, we're looking on her app and I'm like, I think we were gonna go to Pirates of the Caribbean first.
Yeah,
and
the kids were like, we want to go on Pirates. And we're like, yeah, no.
And so we're walking over and I'm like, Holly, Indy is up it's not broken down, and it's only a 15-minute wait. Let's I was like, go. Pivot. So we ended up, I took, me and the other chaperone took almost everyone, and then Holly stayed back with like a handful of kids who were too scared to go on. So they went on to
one for the
Pirates.
And no, yeah, we went on Jungle Cruise.
Oh, Jungle Cruise. That's right.
And
that's
through right. the treehouse.
Treehouse. So in the first hour, essentially, and a half of us being in the parks, we went, the kids got to go on Indy, and then some got to go on Jungle Cruise in the treehouse. Then we booked it over to Fantasyland. We got on teacups, and then we did Mickey's Runaway Railway. This is all, you guys, with like 24 kids.
24.
Oh okay. And three adults. So, and then on the way doing all this, we had run-ins with Captain Hook, Ariel. I thought there was another character.
We saw Cruella DeVille right at the end, and redhead Ariel.
Yes. So we saw both Ariels and then Cruella. But the coolest part for Holly and I, who go all the time, we were with 24 kids. Most of them had never been. So we walk in, and like almost more than half of our group are pointing at the Matterhorn going, "What's that?" And we're like, "Oh, that's the Matterhorn."
It was magical. Like,
it was so magical, to the point where, like, even just like talking about it, like, I just feel so like honored that I got to be there to like help these kids, and Holly too. I know she feels the same way.
Yeah.
Like, we got to be there to help give them like the first taste of Disneyland. Like, and it was the most magical
thing. We stopped at the castle. Like, I mean, like, selfishly, like, I don't even, you know, you're just kind of like, there's the castle. Like,
yeah,
we had to stop so that they could, like, oh, take my it gosh. In. Like, we took a group picture, and they just were like, and even a few of the kids who had been before, they haven't been for a while. So they, you know, they hadn't been to the new Toontown, and they were just like, what? Like,
yeah,
it was really, it was magical. It was
so special. So we ended up doing all of that, and then met up with our workshop group. So where Holly left off, we got to have a like a 15-minute break. So she mobile ordered kebabs from Bagel Barbecue. But prior to that, the kids each came with a $20 food card. Okay. Yeah. So
that's nice that they got
us
that.
Chaperones, we were in charge of the food cards. So Holly's like, wait, we can use our magic key discount. So we literally think of these like these gift cards as like a sponge. We squeezed out single penny that we could for these kids. All
the other chaperones were like, oh, dang.
Yeah, like, this isn't a lot. We're like, no,
we're like,
hold our beer. We got this.
We got them popcorn.
But we did the trick. So we had 14 kids, and I went and I bought 7 popcorns and had them split the popcorn, and they did it for us. I said, hey, we're with a group of kids. We're chaperoning a field trip. Can I get 7 popcorns, but can you split them? So we ended up getting 14 popcorns, because if they do that for you and you're cool, you get a really cool cast member. They essentially fill up both.
If they things. Were like that, yeah, very sweet.
They were very full, and I was so grateful. I brought kids over with me to help bring it back. So we walk over with, well, I think we had like 15 buckets, because you and I got popcorn.
Yeah,
but I paid for it out with my own money. Okay. Mm-hmm. I did not use the kids' money. So we did that trick. That saved us a lot. I don't think any of the other groups even thought to do that.
No.
So these kids were with like 2 Disney. We were like, we are the map. We are the app. Let's go.
Yeah. And
so then what did we do after, Holly? After that.
Then we walked over to
the DVC lounge.
Yeah. So really it's the Vacation Club Lounge, and we've been in there because they've had like they had the Star Wars, I don't know, I call it a museum,
memorabilia, right?
The Star Wars museum. So we went in there, and then they had them like build their like 3D theme parks, which it was cool. Like, they're like, no pictures, no this, but like, essentially, like, there wasn't anything that we were
nothing.
Like, I need a picture of that. So it was fun though. They got like little swag bag of like the bag of like Imagination Campus. The logo's really cute. I wish they sold the hats. They're like an exclamation mark with Mickey.
It's so cute.
And yeah, super cute. So that concluded our workshop, but they did give us a fast track. It's not a fast pass anymore. What's it called? Lightning lane. I'm old. For Space Mountain. So yes, we did get that, even though we know another grade level went on a ride and they got two. So I was a little bit.
That was the thing. So the two grade levels that were in DCA, they got to get two lightning lanes.
And even fifth they grade. Went on like soaring with their workshop. With their, so they like yes. went ahead of, you know, they cut the line. They got front of the line for that. So
yeah.
Like, man, yeah. like I thought we were going to get something, but we didn't, but it's fine.
We learned though from a cast member that if you are on this field trip with like your school, it depends on the time of day and the crowd level of what you get. So apparently we were lucky to get the one because sometimes they'll give you two or sometimes mm-hmm. you don't get any depending on how crowded.
Yeah, just
is.
Depending.
And so I think that's why they got
ours was early in the day. So we don't even know if like the later groups even got Space Mountain. So we did, but which was cool because the kids, most of them went on it.
And it was hyperspace. It was the overlay.
So good. Yes. And then we took the kids to Alien Pizza Planet.
24 kids.
Was that Elisa's idea?
Yes. And the cast members were so sweet. They gave us our Magic Key discount on obviously we don't have 23 children and 23 keys. So they were cool. And then
they let us get that discount.
Yeah. And then we took 23 children on Autopia.
No.
Yes. Oh my gosh. And they the best time I've ever had on that ride. Like
that's
seeing
so cool.
these kids, because we went like last. Our other chaperone waited at the gate for them, and like we watched every single one of them take off, and it was pure joy. And then we were like taking pictures because like every car we knew them. It was the best time. I think I got whiplash, but I'm fine.
Yeah. But it was cute because we get up to like where you tell them how many and they're like, oh, do you want to help? The cast member was like, oh, do you want to help me double them up? I'm like, no, they each want to drive their own car. He was like, got it.
Yeah.
It was so cute. They've never driven before.
A couple of them
and
were
it was
too
cute.
Short to drive along.
That's true. There were two that had a buddy up,
but
right?
They were fine. Okay. They were fine. It was so fun. It was, I'm telling you, like, I was kind of like, oh, okay, I'll take one for the team. Let's go. But it was like the highlight of my day. Like, it was so fun.
Yeah, Holly got to ride with one of our kiddos, and he is such a neat kid, but Holly got to ride with him, and just she said it, she was laughing the whole time, right, Holly?
Cracking up. Well, he goes, will you ride with me, but I'm going to drive. I was like, okay. You can't say no. Like, so sweet, and just, it was his first time, and he was like, don't worry, I'm a good driver. I'm like,
You've never been behind a wheel before. It was, and they couldn't keep the gas down the whole time.
Gosh.
So we're like, they're just stopping and going. It was so funny. It was my favorite time on Autopia.
Yes.
For sure.
Yes.
The whole time we're there, Hannah, the whole time, I think from every kid's mouth, we want to go on that mountain ride. I'm like, oh, the Matterhorn? Yes. No,
we're like,
we want to go on the mountain ride.
Which mountain, guys?
Yeah, which one? So which that mountain? Is like the level of newness that we were dealing with. And so I was like, okay, so at this point after Autopia, we had maybe like an hour and a half before, or maybe 2 hours. I don't even know that much. Yeah. Time, but we had to like pick quick, so we end up going over to Matterhorn. It's a 75-minute wait. I was like, why don't we all jam into single rider or single rider lane? And at this is where it got crazy, because up until this whole point we've been able to get on everything together
and pretty fast.
Yeah, we know how to work the system. So Holly came in clutch, gathered all of the gift cards, and ended up getting kids churros and cotton candy. Okay, when I'm telling you, we stretched this
fucking gift card we did. So we are eating our snacks in line, and then eventually we all get on. But since it is single rider, you get obviously get split up from your party, but so much so that you're like half of us went left, half of us went right. And we had, you know, there's two exits with that. So we had Holly at one exit, our other chaperone Tiffany at the other. And but the kids, almost all of them got off the ride. They're like, it was not worth the wait.
They were, but they wanted to go on it so bad.
They wanted to go on it so bad. They wanted to go on the mountain ride. And we did try to do Big Thunder, but every time we looked on the map, it was closed down.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was shutting down a lot.
Yeah. So that was my most stressful moment, is counting kids.
Oh, yeah.
Keeping my eye on them at the exit. The cast member was so sweet because I was like farther down. He's like, you can go up there. And then I had my three little friends who wouldn't go on it.
Yeah.
We were waiting. We're like, they're so-and-so. They're so-and-so. And
yeah, they helped us keep account for everyone.
Yeah, it was pretty funny that they all were like, oh, it's okay. We should have went on something else.
Yeah, I was like, you guys. But it was fine because then after that, we're like, we have an hour. And we had money to spend still. So we ended up going over.
We were getting stressed. We had $120 bucks left. We were like, we gotta spend it.
We had $120 left. So we ended up going over to Pirates. We all got on Pirates. We filled up a boat and a half.
Fun fact, then, 21 people fit on a boat.
Yeah, fun fact, 21.
Well, yeah, because they have to do weight distribution, don't they?
Yeah.
Because they'll make, like, if you have young kids, if you're towards the front, like, only one kid can go. It's like a weird process. Okay. Like, I've seen them, like, because they have to do that for Space Mountain, too. So if you watch the cast members, they're, like, checking, and they'll tell people, like, no, you need to go. We need to change you to this row or something on Pirates.
I am not that observant.
Well, they love Pirates. I think that was when we were talking to them.
That was fun. They loved it.
They loved it. So then we made our way where we had to make our way out. We had a little bit of time and a lot of money. So we sat them all on the curb in front of Jolly Holiday. I ran into refreshment corner with Holly and we're like, we need 23 Mickey pretzels. And here's our magic key. And they're like, hold on. And they go to the back and they're like, okay, we could do it.
I need 10 minutes. We were like,
yeah. But the cast members all day were very kind. Any chance I could, I told them we're with a group of kids, you know, who haven't been before, and everyone was so sweet. So every kid got a Mickey pretzel. Every kid got cotton candy, churro, popcorn. They had alien pizza. Like, we literally got them everything we could.
It was, you know, good. They probably
They had probably such a great, like, first time experience at Disney because you guys were so awesome.
Yeah, I hope they. It was so fun. And yeah, that's pretty much where we ended. We got back on the bus and we waited like 35 minutes for the rest of our friends to come back from other grade levels. And the kids were like, we could have gone on another ride.
Yeah.
But we followed the rules and our group was very well behaved, and it was a fun time, but I don't know if the kids really got a lot out of the workshop.
Yeah.
Yeah. I almost wonder if, like, the physics one probably did a little bit better. Like, maybe applied more learning to, like, riding the rides and, like, being at Disney.
And I think, like, immersive storytelling, like, the third grade curriculum, I don't know, it just seemed a little more, like, I don't know, like, Disney is storytelling, but they went to, like, Beast Library.
that was their behind the scenes.
Because I was wondering, like, one of the other chaperones was like, I've been here, and they're like, no pictures.
Yeah, no pictures. Yes. Yeah.
So I mean, it's cool for a field trip, but, like, if the opportunity arose to take, like, my own children, I'd be like, nah, I'm good.
No, yeah. And I think they could cut it in half. Like, it doesn't need to be two, three hours long. It can be done in, like, an hour.
Yeah.
Because I was wondering, because I was like, oh, because that's what they stopped doing Beast Library for, was to have something for Imagination Field Campus.
Trips. Yep.
But it What did they do in there besides just go in there? Like, that doesn't make any sense.
Like, just talk about storytelling. So I don't know. It was very cool though. It was a neat experience to take, I mean, kids older than my own children, because at first I was like, oh my goodness, what did I sign up for? But they were great. I mean, you know,
we had a good time. We're like, we had, and I don't mean this by any disrespect, but we both were like, we had like a different level of fun than we have with our own kids. Like, it was almost like a glimpse into our future. Like, we love going with our own kids, but like, I don't know about you, Holly, but I felt like I had like a way different level of fun.
It was so different. I think too, though, it was, I mean, I'm not going to lie, my children are spoiled. My 3-year-old asked to go to breakfast at Disneyland sometimes. And I'm like, I was asking you like what you want me to make. I mean, it was cool to go and get like just the magic of first time, and they were, you know, like, I didn't have to wipe anyone's face. We could just, you know, wash your hands. We're good. It was different. We didn't have any strollers. Like, it was fantastic.
It was so different. And like a glimpse into our future when our kids are older. Yeah. Like, just having like the best time.
Pumped and to go even on the big rides. And you know, they were they were
just super to see excited. Like the newness of, you know, like someone's first time, but like an older kid, that was like the most magical.
Yeah, thing. It was super neat. And they were like, we were so lucky. I mean, the kids at our school are amazing anyways, but I feel like the dynamics of our group, it was just, it was a good time. So they made the trip worth it.
They did 100%. Yeah. And I think that just having like being able to go and like, since we do go all the time, like we were able to help them get a little bit more out of their trip than maybe some of the other groups that were there, because we do know the ropes and we know all the tips and tricks and we know to stay left and, you know, and the line splits and like all that, like really did come into play.
We also knew like where it seems silly, but like we went to like bathrooms that had no one in them. We were like, oh sweet, because I'm not gonna lie, I was like, oh my gosh, we don't have any male chaperones, like, all right boys, go in and out. I did have a little bit different like level of anxiousness than, like when you go in with your own kids, but like, you know, when you're like, oh, like, you know, but it was great because they were older, you know, so they were okay, like they know what to do. And you know,
you carry this tray of food. You carry this tray of condiments. You carry this tray of water. Like, oh, it was so awesome. Yeah. And then I taught them how to like look for tables. Like, okay, look at what people are eating. Okay, they're on their last bite. You go there really quick and you get that table. So it was just fun. Like, it was a good time.
It was fun teaching them little Disney life skills.
We did have one friend who the Magic Happens parade was about to start. I'm like, we need to beeline it over to Pirates and not get caught in the parade traffic. And this one boy, like the music starts and he literally starts singing Magic Happens, like word for word. I'm like, you're my people.
He's like, yeah, we have keys.
He was cool too because he ended up helping us a lot in the day. He's like, oh yeah, like let's go over here, you know, like he knew it was cute.
One of our other kids, they used to have keys and he was one that didn't want to go on any of the scary rides, and I was like, come on, you know, a little like, I always do that, I want to do this, and I was like, well, they don't. So we did have a little bit of like, but it wasn't for the most part. Like, they were cool hanging back on Matterhorn. I was like, okay, well, you know, we have
to learn how to be patient.
You know, if we're we're in a group, like you have to wait. You know, so
it was fun.
Not all about you right now. It's all about us. So.
Yeah.
The group in a whole.
The collective we.
Yes. So it was. But it was actually a lot smoother and easier than we had, because I think on like Thursday and Friday, we were like, what are we doing?
We were very nervous.
I was so nervous, but it was
gearing up. Yeah. And we're like, we're sticking together the whole time, the three of our groups, because each group had 8 kids, but
Like, one of mine didn't show up. One kid left early. So we ended up having 23. Mm-hmm. But we stayed together the whole time.
But it worked out. It was perfect.
It did.
We had, like, if it would have just been one or two of us, we couldn't have done Matterhorn because we had to be,
we had to be at three places.
Like, one of us had to, like, and then that's, I forgot there were two exits to Matterhorn. I was like, where's the exit when I had my 18 candy cotton candy? I'll send you the picture, Hannah. It's like the best.
Yeah.
And, yes, please do. And he's like, well, what side did they go on? And I was like,
both. All the sides.
All the sides. A, B, C, and D.
Yeah. He's like, well, here and here. So we're like, okay, we're going to here. Yeah. And like, so it wouldn't have been, I don't think we wouldn't have gotten the most out of our day if we would have split up anyways. So,
yeah. So true.
Yeah.
But yeah, that was our day. And I'm still tired. And it's, we're recording on a Monday and this all happened on a Saturday and I'm still kind of tired.
It's because we are spoiled and we don't do Disneyland all day. And I don't get up in the middle of the night at 4:30 in the morning. Or I mean 4:30 in the middle of the night.
Yeah. Holly, I was like, we now know we can rope drop on a Saturday, Holly. We know we have it in us. But it probably will never happen.
No, I'm not holding my breath. If you get there when the rope drops, as if you're like on Disney property, I'm happy.
Ugh. Yeah.
If the rope is dropping. Ugh. Even if you're just parking. That's a win.
Even if
that's
you're
that's a win for Lisa.
Looking at Ball Road from the freeway. No,
yes.
Yeah.
But we know it's possible. We know it is physically possible now.
Oh, it may be for me, but not for my family.
Yeah. It's okay. It can happen, and that's all that matters.
You two need some hoods in your life because we don't sleep in past 6 over here, okay?
Oh my.
My kids are, we have to have the light up alarms in their rooms so that they know they cannot leave their rooms by a certain time in the morning because they wake up so early.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's very impressive. What does that mean?
It more gives like villain than impressive.
Yeah.
It's more villain.
It's giving villain.
What did I do?
Yeah,
to have this as my children.
They're rope drop ready at all times.
All times. It's regular day.
They're rope drop for life. Okay.
Oh, I love it. Oh, but not us.
Yo. No. But well, yeah, that was our Saturday. Yeah.
So. Imagination Campus, which really was just 2 hours, and then how much can you do in a Disney day?
Yeah. Play time after that. Yeah.
Yes. Yep. Glad we did it, but. I mean, I'd do it again, but
it just like fun. Once a year is good.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's perfect. Cool. Well, Holly, thanks for coming on.
Yeah, thank you for having me, friends.
This is when I would normally tell people to plug their Instagram, but I don't think you want people coming to your Instagram.
Follow Bashfully Ever After Co.
Yeah, she's on mine all the time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You can find me in stories and sometimes in pictures.
That's what we told people last week. We're like, but you can't follow Holly.
Pretty boring. I can't keep up with. I like looking. I don't like posting.
That's okay.
Yeah, that's.
You know what?
Find me at Bashfully Ever After.
More people like that.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, but thanks for having me, my Disney girls. So,
okay. Thanks Holly for being on first. Yeah, and thanks everyone for listening.
And we hope you have a great week.
Bye.
Bye.